From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting growing support for a ceasefire in Syria. The Syrian government Tuesday accepted a proposed U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities to begin Saturday, while cautioning continued outside assistance to rebels must stop. The main Saudi-backed opposition group late Monday agreed to the truce conditionally, demanding, among other things, an end to blockades and airstrikes on civilians and access to humanitarian aid. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told lawmakers the ceasefire must work.
As long as the killing goes on, this devastating cycle will feed on itself. And that is why we have urged all parties to support the cessation of hostilities now, and it's why we have argued repeatedly there must be a diplomatic solution. As difficult as it is to get there, there must be a diplomatic solution to this war.
Kerry did acknowledge the concerns voiced by many lawmakers about Russia's commitment to the ceasefire and hope for political transition.
There could be a significant benefit, could be, in that we wind up having greater effort against ISIL and can speed up the destruction of Daesh. But the proof will be in the actions that come in the next days.
Russia is supporting the government of President Bashar al-Assad with airstrikes while the U.S. backs the opposition. Kerry warned it may be too late to keep Syria whole if the fighting continues much longer. Opposition parties in Niger have rejected the initial results from the country's presidential election, showing incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou in the lead. President Issoufou running for a second five-year term with a promise to crush Islamists and develop one of the poorest countries in the world. His critics say he's used political repression to gain support. This is VOA News.